You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Are you frustrated and confused about how to attract new clients? Nothing you have done is working, and you're tired of waiting for the phone to ring. Imagine learning the tips and tools that will help you get noticed and booked by your ideal client and paid what you're worth for your amazing services. Now's the time to make your dream a reality, and the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will teach you how. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Hi, everyone. This is episode 181. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, brand and communication strategist, also known as the Podcasting Queen. Now, are you struggling in your business? You've lost that passion and zest for the work that you do. And in fact, if you're really honest, a business that you once loved, well, now it's anything but love or excitement. You're just tired, you're exhausted, and facing the day-to-day tasks and challenges that come with your business, well, you are over it. Joining me on today's show is Lorraine Pirahi. Lorraine is the baby boomer specialist, and she helps businesses over the age of 50, or business owners over the age of 50, who are tired, they're worn out, they're over it. She helps them overcome fear and overwhelm, regain their passion and purpose, and successfully transition into the next phase of their life. On today's show, Lorraine's going to share the importance of listening to your gut, why you need to get the right help that you need, and also why it's so critical that you take action. So welcome to the show, Lorraine.
Thanks, Emery. Great to be here.
Look, I know that for some people who have been in their business for a while and they are over the age of 50, goodness, things can get really busy, overwhelming, and to the point when they really are tired, worn out, and over it. And I believe that that's something quite some time ago you experienced too, yes?
Yes, it wasn't that long ago. I think it was around about four or five years ago. I'd been in business for 13 years and I got to a point at the age of 53 that I just had that feeling. I actually had that feeling for quite a period of time that I was sick of business, sick of everything in general, and I needed to change, but I was just too stuck and too scared to actually move forward because I didn't know what that would look like. I was just too overwhelmed and I didn't know where to start.
What happened for you? What was it that changed your mindset, right, I've got to do something? What was it for you?
Well, I just got to a point that I was so unhappy that I just had to go and take some action. So, you know, I think you just get to that point. Like many things in life you put off doing, a great example of that, it's not for me, by the way, but because I'm, you know, I'm a health and fitness component.
Yes.
But for most people, they just go on and off the diet scenario and exercise scenario and weight goes up and down. It's a lifelong thing. It gets to a point, though, you get so sick of looking at yourself, you feel fat and whatever, and you feel, yeah, say, right, this is it, I'm going to do something about it. And that's how that's the point I got to. So I thought I had no one to talk to. I thought I'd have a chat to, you know, obviously, the, you know, looking at winding up business, and or I knew I couldn't sell it because of the sort of business that I had. It was really me. But I did have a good database, and I had a chat to the accountant, and I spoke to a business broker at the same time. And a couple of other transactional type people. But what I really needed at that time, it wasn't them. I needed someone who could understand business but also could understand the emotional impact of how I was feeling. Because, you know yourself, if you've been in business for a long period of time, that's your baby and you feel like you're abandoning ship. And I actually felt, you know, I was a failure, that there was something wrong with me.
I totally agree. And, of course, you've gone full circle, and now, of course, you're now in a position to be able to help some of these business owners who are over the age of 50 who are experiencing exactly what you were going through. Isn't it interesting how often we will go through an experience, we go through the other end, turn around and go, you know what, there was no one there to help me, so I'm going to now provide the support that I know I needed at that time. Let's talk about the first point, the importance of listening to your gut. I'm assuming that this is something that you did early on as well.
Yes. Look, when you get that nagging feeling, that gnawing feeling inside of you, something's not right, don't keep being busy, you know, not keep putting other stuff on top of it. Have a look at it, pick it up and view what is actually going on for you. I knew deep down that I couldn't do this anymore. There was a few other things, you know, that hit you when you get to a certain age. And I just knew I didn't want my life to be the same way. But you know what I mean? I was trying to ignore it. And the more I ignored it, the more miserable I became.
I was going to say, and you actually just said what I was going to ask you, so many of us, we do have that kind of feeling in the pit of our gut, but we just continue to ignore it.
And I think you ignore it because it's like, well, it's not like, well, you might have a sore back or a sore neck. You might, you know, you could see the physio or a chiro or someone. It's like, well, you know, like, you know where you sort of your next step is.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite clear that you go off here to do that. But, you know, when you're feeling like that, when you're feeling tired, worn out and over it, I mean, you don't even know where to start.
I have seen and heard people who have been in situations like this or even other situations where something that was happening just wasn't right for them, didn't align with their values, and they just kept ignoring it and ignoring it to the point where sometimes your health, like other areas of your life, will take action for you if you don't. Many cases, health. Your body goes, you know what, if you're not going to deal with the stress and overwhelm, then I'm just going to create something that causes you to have to take a step back.
Oh, absolutely. You know, things start to deteriorate. So, you know, I'm working with business owners over 50 and they've got lots of issues going on around them. Mm. Often their head and heart has left the building. So some of the symptoms they will see is there'll be problems in the business.
Yeah.
You know, staff will be an issue. It's everybody else's fault. But no, it's not. It's you,
mm-hmm.
because you've lost it, and there's no one captaining the ship. And then also they've got, not only obviously in the business, but at home.
Mm-hmm.
There's issues at home, you know, miserable at home, and partnerships aren't going too well there. So that's an issue. And of course, as you say, the health. And you can see that they pile on the weight. And I work predominantly with males over the age of 50 because they're the ones that really don't talk to anybody, and they're the ones that are really feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
And they pile on the weight, and yes, a whole lot of other health issues occur as well as and affects their mental state.
Mm. That's interesting that you should say that. So in other words, if we're finding that our team, our staff, our family members, there's just something that's not right about them. Actually, it's not them at all. It's just a reflection of how you're interacting. And often we don't realize, do we, when we might be short or not explaining ourselves correctly because of the stress that we constantly put ourselves under.
Absolutely. Now, there's a saying that the world is a reflection of you.
Mm-hmm.
So if the world is presenting, you know, you're feeling, you know, think you're attracting good stuff, well, that means you're feeling good about yourself and feeling happy inside. But when you're not attracting the good stuff and everything seems like it's going to shit,
yes,
well, you're just falling apart inside.
Yeah. Don't point the finger at someone else. I love that saying. Never point the finger at someone else because there's three fingers pointing back at you. Look, those are all really great trigger points, if you will, or indicators. So your gut, what's happening around you in your relationships, in your team, and obviously how you're feeling. Let's talk a little bit about getting the right kind of help, because I know many businesses will then go, right, well, I need to get this person, that person, and this person. But what you said, yes, you had an accountant. Yes, you spoke to a business broker and other key people with the practical skills, but you desperately needed someone to understand you emotionally and all the other things that you were going on. Speak a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So you got the transactional side of, you know, business,
mm-hmm.
but I actually needed a combination of someone like myself at the time. I needed someone who understood business and what it's like to have a business and then wanting to let go of that and transition out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone else who understood the emotional side, the personal development, you know, like a life coach. So I need a combination of the two at the time and someone to help me see clearly. But I didn't know anyone who could help do both. At the time, it's all right in hindsight, but, you know, I knew lots of business coaches that were all the transactional people, cut and dry, engineering type stuff, you know, which is not what I am. And it doesn't interest me. It's not, you know, it didn't matter what I would do in the business. That wasn't the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could go to the life coaches, but I find a lot, you know,
don't have that practical business experience either. And not that you're saying anything negative about each of those. You just needed to harness the skills across the board. Yeah.
Across the board, a more when I say holistic, not fluffy holistic. That's the thing. Mm. I did need that, the combination. And I no one came to mind at the time. So I basically had to do it all, you know, what I felt anyway at the time, all on my own. Mm. And gee, it was struggled. A big learning curve, I tell you. Yeah. A lot of ups and downs. And I tried all sorts of things for a while. I was out of business for quite some time and had a range of went back into the world of employment, and that's horrible.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that would have been your absolute last resort, wouldn't it, for many entrepreneurs and business owners to think of going back. Yeah. But, you know, something that you're saying, and I think this is so true, and I think maybe for men, they may not yet be at a stage where they realise just how important this is. Yes, practical skills, and I think what did you call them, practicalities, but the technical people, that's all really important. But you can have the best systems and processes in place, but if you don't have the right mindset, and that's talking around how you feel about the work, you know, the emotions, all of that. If you don't have that right, all of the processes doesn't matter. I mean, you're still going to feel worn out and exhausted, because if you don't get your mindset right, everything else will continue to struggle. Did you find that too?
Oh, absolutely. And look, may I say that I was also, and I always do, it's a lot of personal development. I was on a big program at the time and all that, but I still needed guidance to move forward, a plan of action. What was I going to do next? I still had to shuffle through the clutter to work out what was it I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that was tiring and challenging, just doing that on its own. It's awful when you don't have clear purpose and direction.
Mm. Let's talk about this for a bit, because I know that for some people, and again, I don't want to generalize, but I do know, if I think of my husband and my son, you know, the thought of having to actually go and speak to someone, you know, is this something that they really should do or not do? It's not a sign of weakness. It's not a sign that you're no good at what you do. To speak to someone, in an actual fact, there are many people. In fact, I was just speaking to a young guy who is a sporting person in sports, and he is an Olympian. Now, this professionals that he works with, one is like a psychologist or someone with life coaching and in the emotional side of things. So what I'm getting at is to speak to someone with those skills is integral, don't you reckon? In this day and age?
Absolutely. All of us need a team of people around us in life, you know. There'll be the, you know, in the areas of health and fitness, you'll have a range of people you would go to, not just medical type people, but holistic style, and they're all different.
Yeah.
You know, in the workplace, as a business owner, you need a team of good people besides the team you've got within your business or you might outsource to. But to run your business effectively, you need mentors and coaches, because you can't see, you don't know everything. Mm-hmm. And when other people have done stuff in a particular area, specialise in an area, they can help fast track you, get the results you want so much quicker than you may never, ever do on your own.
That's right. So having to approach someone and speak to someone and get someone on your team to talk around the emotions and the mindset, that is just holding, you know, that is just holding a place where you can step forward. Because sometimes it's just a sounding board, isn't it? And just kind of sharing something, getting it off your chest, so to speak, that you may not have a conversation with your business partner or someone else in your team, but rather having that this, you know, confidential conversation with someone who's able to understand the mindset stuff. And of course, you're working from your home office today, and there is your co-CEOs in the background.
That's
I hear
both of them. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What would you?
You know what it's like. Nothing's ever quiet when you start getting on the phone and doing a podcast.
Yeah. What would you say to someone then that is a little bit hesitant about talking around mindset and things like that?
I say get over it.
Mm.
Take action. I mean, how much longer are you going to, you know, be stuck in that rut? If you want to make changes, you've got to do something differently. You know, get rid of the ego and just go and put your hand up and get the help that you need, because you never know, anything can happen at any time. Something can happen outside. It could be within you or outside of your family. Some other effect from outside of you that causes you to react rather than you taking action in advance. Because what a lot of people do is they hope something's going to happen, and then when it does, it's not what they wanted.
Yeah.
You know, and then they can't do anything about it because they're so far behind the eight ball.
Yeah. And you notice immensely once you started to get your mindset right that other things kind of landed in place too. Your relationships would have changed. And it's because you, you know, would have been able to speak more clearly, have those great relationships with your team members and so forth, and, of course, with yourself. And all of that then falls into place. Let's talk about action. You did mention about taking action. But you say it's critical that you do. So many people just sit around and hope that something will change.
Well, they're scared. I mean, when you get to the age of, you particularly get past the age of 50, depending, it could be 60 or even more, you're much more cautious as you get older. And you do get scared and frightened about what could happen, you know, if you take an action a certain way and the ramifications of that. I always say, well, always look at first things first. We don't always know what's around the corner. Take a step forward, one little step at a time towards what it is you're trying to achieve. What is the worst thing that can happen?
Mm-hmm.
And can you live with it?
Yeah, yeah.
And if you can, do something, because if you don't, you're going to be sitting there stuck in the same place and nothing's changed. Again, I always bring this up, you know, like the health and fitness scenario, and because it's such a big thing for so many people, and even clients, I've had the same situations with them. Even though we focus on, you know, business transitioning and all that type of thing, that health and fitness is a big, big area, because when you feel good about yourself, you can take action. You've got the energy to do it.
Mm.
But you've got to just get the help you need. Stop playing around at the edges. Stop wasting time making excuses. Get the right sort of help you need. You don't think twice about going on a holiday, you know, buying that new car, you know, doing the renovations on the house. Go and invest in the number one most important asset in your life, and that is you.
I guess when someone starts to feel better health from the health and wellness aspect of things, they're able to make better decisions. They're able to ensure then that the right components and you know, the systems and everything's going well in their business, to the point then that they can start to make clear decisions on, as you said, the next phase of their life, but also what's happening with their business, to the point where they can sell this entity that really is operating to you know, to the best that it can be. Because how many people, I would imagine, business owners who don't take action, who don't get the right help, who don't, you know, listen to their gut, their business kind of dwindles out, and they don't have anything of real value to sell. Is that what you find?
To sell, yes, exactly. And the stats are really, really high about how many business owners end up walking away from their business and just closing their doors because they can't sell it, or a lot of them have such a – they place a high value on what they think it's worth, and they get nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You know, what, the minute you start feeling tired, worn out and over it, you don't pay attention to anything. You know, you just turn up as a body.
Yes.
You're like a zombie. And that is not good for anyone, and it's certainly not good for you.
No. And I think with a lot of businesses, particularly if they're providing a service, so they're experts in their field and they're providing a service for their clients, if they were to take a step away from their business and not actually be in the business for a while, if their income would plummet, like their business income would plummet, that means that they haven't built a proper sustainable business. Because really, as business owners, CEOs of our business, if we were to step away, we should have the right team members and right support to be able to continue generating a result and income, which means they really need to do something today to turn that around, wouldn't you say?
Today, yeah, and exactly right. And it all starts with them.
Yeah.
So we get them functioning at a higher level. So as I said before, if they're feeling like crap, that tired, worn out and over it, they're not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But we get them feeling good about themselves first, free up their time, because, you know, my background's a productivity specialist as well.
Yes.
Everyone's got plenty of time. It's just they tend to waste so much time. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Free up their time. We get them focused on what really matters most to them. And then when they're feeling, you know, they feel that confidence and that more of a spring in their step and purpose, you can clearly work through, well, what needs to happen to get what you want,
mm-hmm.
and then actually take the actions towards that one step at a time.
Yeah. We don't realize as business owners and as leaders of our business that our approach, our attitudes, how we show up really impacts and can negatively impact the rest of our team, and we may not even realize it. Do you find that too?
Oh, absolutely. The way you show up affects everybody. If you're saying to yourself, "I have problems with those people, that person, my partner, my this, my that, the other," it's you. You know, I got a client at the moment. It's like, you know, people aren't doing the work, at, you know, at work and stuff going on at home. And I said, "Well, let's hang tight. What are you doing?" You know, we've got excuses for ourselves, but you know, it's everybody else's fault. I said, "You got to look in the mirror." I mean, you've got the same situation occurring over and over again. It's because you're not making any changes. You're being the same person you were. And unless you're prepared to make the changes and be consistent about it, you're going to fall back to where you were before.
Thankfully, though, there is something that can be done.
Absolutely.
And it's just a decision away, isn't it? It's a decision and an action step away.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm just sharing that with you because often people think there's some magic pill. It's taking you a very long time for a lot, you know, for a lot of people to get where you are today. And your mindset, those behaviors, all those things going on in your life, you don't change overnight. If you want to transition out of your business, you're feeling tired, worn out and over, you say you want to transition. When I say transition, you might transition into another business or you know, it doesn't mean like you're going to actually retire, because I know a lot of boomers don't actually want to retire. They might want to consult back into their business or just do something totally different but still keep working, because it's really good for your mental health and obviously your pocket as well. So you just got to do something. You've got to make some changes now while you're feeling good, and while you've still got some, you know, that life in you, and I mean that in a general sense, now's the time.
Absolutely. So if people realise today, look, we've been making excuses, we've been blaming other people, and we now see that it really is ourselves, we need to do something. How can people get hold of you? How can they get in contact with you?
Sure. Well, you can always contact me via the website at www.relaunchyourlife.com.au. I've also got a Facebook page, and you can also email Lorraine@relaunchyourlife.com.au.
Fantastic. Well, look, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.
Are you a specialist who supports small business? And you want to increase your visibility, reach and influence with your own podcast channel, but you don't want to handle the back-end management and ongoing promotion of your show? The Ambitious Entrepreneur Podcast Network is on the lookout for a select group of specialists who are ready to become an influencing voice in their industry. So if you're an aspiring podcast host, or if you have an existing business-focused podcast and you're looking for ways to increase your exposure, reach and results by leveraging our podcast network platform, let's talk. To find out more, go to www.ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/podcast host. That's www.ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/podcast host. The voice for entrepreneurs and small business.
Well, that brings us to the end of another show. Now, if you can relate to this message that Lorraine shared and you are a boomer, don't sit back and hope for the best. Take action. You've got Lorraine's contact details. Do yourself a favour. Take action today. Get on that phone and give her a call. Now, for those of you who are regular listeners, thanks so much for spending time. We'll have another fantastic guest coming up again next week. Thank you also, too, for subscribing to our iTunes channel. That means every single week we have another amazing guest featured on the show. You'll be the first to know. If you haven't already subscribed and you don't want to miss out, you can subscribe by going to ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/AES iTunes. ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/AES iTunes. See you later, Lorraine. Thank you.
Thank you.